1FM 91.3, Good Times Greatest Hits. It's The Big Show with me, Angel, and I have the lovely company of the editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, Kenneth Goh, with me once again for Fabulous Friday. And today it's going to be extra special because we're talking about the best fall-winter 2021 haute couture looks that went on at Fashion Week, which happened in early July. So, Kenneth, give us a roundup of all the fabulous looks that went down the runway.
Well, the great thing, Angel, about it, good morning before
good morning.
Reel off all the wonderful brands that we saw. The great thing is that, of course, everything now is available online, on social, and all of you can see everything that I'm talking about with you. So, you know, you can hop onto our website, go onto our Instagram, and it's all there for you to see. And what better way to start than with Chanel? So the most feminine, the most utterly adorable collection. Virginie Viard, who is the creative director, she really was inspired by the works of several of her favorite 19th and early 20th century French painters. There is an impressionistic quality to this collection. There was, you know, some of the beautiful water lilies that embroidered on the tulle dresses brings to mind Claude Monet's most famous series of paintings. And then there are, you know, the fuchsia suit with the fluid ruffles and black jackets embellished with pink and yellow tulle pom-poms. It's a beautiful melody of soft colors and pastel tones. And the way that the sequins and the tulle is applied, it really looks like brushstrokes.
It is very beautiful. I actually had a friend who was lucky enough to be at the Chanel fashion show, and it wasn't the traditional runway. It was actually held at the Palais Galleria in Paris, and it was so beautiful because I was like living vicariously through all her Instagram stories, and I'm like, yes, okay, I can sufficiently say that I'm extremely jealous that someone's in Paris in France watching the Chanel fashion show. So it was very, very beautiful, and I'm sure the show that we can see on the Instagram of Harper's Bazaar is there. Yes,
it's there. Our reviews are there. And of course, you know, hop onto our website to see the entire thing.
Okay. Which next brand will you be showcasing?
Well, of course, there's Dior. And Mario Graziaturi is doing a beautiful job for many seasons now. And this time, she actually took us to Italy and explored the tweeds and the tactile messages through the fashion itself. You know, referencing Claire Hunter's book, Thread of Life. There was emphasis on the importance of traditional weaving and embroidery, and these played a major role in Cherie's design for the season. Palette was mostly black and white with hints of blue and green. Delicate gowns fluttered off the body. Wrap coats enveloped the models, all created by masters of their craft. It was truly a beautiful collection, and it had this wonderful medley of moving from soft fluid to something that was very enveloping and cozy. And because it was done mostly in kind of a monotonal palette, you really looked at the construction of the clothes.
Ah, okay. All right. And what next?
Well, of course, we move on to Fendi, one of my most favorite brands. And this time, Kim Jones, in his second haute couture collection for the house, he actually went to Rome and into the Eternal City, and was inspired from the lens of the Roman film director Pier Paolo Pasolini. And Jones broke down the architecture of this Eternal City, the textures and grandeur with trompe-l'oeil marble silks, feather gowns and embroideries that mimic the dynamic nature of frescoed ceilings. So it's truly something that was an homage to Rome. And of course, you know, displayed on the beautiful, graceful forms of supermodels like Kate Moss and Christy Turlington. Even the Colosseum archways were featured in the heels, both as pumps and high heel boots, and inspired the structure of the show's stunning set. The colors were super soft and pretty, And it was very romantic. So that was the beautiful thing about Fendi.
I do love the looks that Fendi churned out. Okay, we're going to come back and speak more about more brands with the best from the fall winter 2021 haute couture collections from the runway here on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show, starring Glenn, Angel, FD, and Sean on 1FM 91.3.
It's The Big Show on 1FM 91.3. And it's me, Angel, and I've got Kenneth Goh, editor in chief of Harper's Bazaar Singapore, with me once again as we continue talking about all the fabulous looks from the fall winter collections, particularly haute couture. And what next brand do you have, Kenneth?
Well, this brand is something that it's a brand that I grew up with and totally love everything that he does. And Jean-Paul Gaultier, we're talking about. And in January last year, he revealed that his Couture 2020 Couture show would be his final one. But like Cher, there was a revival. And he announced that he would be doing Couture, but with a different talent as a collaboration every season. So this first collaboration, he tied up with Sakai's Chitose Abe. And I have to say, this was by far my most favorite show. The setting was very dark and ominous, but everything that came out of a very black runway was super light and beautiful, and it was so modern. What really Chitose and Gaultier did was they combined all their trademarks. So we're talking about denim. We're talking about suitings, shirtings, Breton stripes. These all got sort of an experiential treatment. And the results were truly couture because it was so unexpected. You know, the shirts got supersized and made into dresses, and then it came together with a suiting over it to tie it all into one look with over-the-knee boots. It was sexy without being vulgar. It was seeing silhouettes, and it was really showing fashion as how you and I would wear it on the streets, but in the most beautiful and the ultimate way of doing fashion. The everyday, the workday, and the utilitarian became couture, and that is what makes it so wonderfully romantic and so wonderfully modern.
I love the sound of this collection, especially the sexy but not vulgar bit.
Well, we've been seeing a lot of vulgar of late. So I think, you know, it's always good to see sexy done tastefully.
And the last label you're going to be showcasing is Balenciaga.
Yes, this beautiful house. The last couture show was held in 1967, the year that the house closed. And Demna, who is the creative director, he debuted his first couture collection this year to mark a return to the beautiful art of haute couture. For this show, he wrote a letter to accompany the 63 looks. And he mentions that Cristobal Balenciaga shuttered his doors 50 years ago was mostly due to the rise in ready-to-wear. So now is, interestingly, the time to return to haute couture, because everyone's a lot more reflective about fashion. And for his first show, he really didn't disappoint. There were beautiful double-breasted black suitings to tweed dresses paired with oversized hats that felt like a direct nod to Cristobal. Polka dot separate sequin gowns, off-shoulder trench coats, a voluminous green and pink taffeta floor-length dresses. Now, what was interesting was he put in modern interpretations in the fastenings. He used zippers. He used all those snap fastenings that we see on parka jackets. So he knew how to modernize the collection without making it look contrived. And there was even an embroidered off-shoulder dress that was styled over trousers, which looked as if it could be worn by Audrey Hepburn herself. So it was truly a magnificent collection. There was no music when the runway was presented. So literally like the olden days, and the models walked through a very silent crowd, and everyone truly appreciating the art and craft of Balenciaga haute couture.
Well, what a way to make a comeback of to haute couture, like no music at all. You know, you can hear a pin drop and you just really appreciate the show itself. Because a lot of the times there's a lot of light and theatrics it's so dramatic, you know, with all the music and all that. And half the time you can feel the floor moving because the music is so loud, exactly. Right? So what a way to make a comeback. And hopefully this won't be the last that we see Balenciaga and their haute couture collections.
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, it received such rapturous applause and, you know, it was truly magnificent and reflective of the times. And this couture week has been, I would say, one of my most favorite because there's been so much variety and because everyone's doing it to their own beat. A couture is really for such a small select crowd. And, you know, really the women who can afford and who appreciate the art, they number just maybe a few hundred globally. And to have that craft revived and to be truly appreciated now on the global platform via social media, I think all of us can take inspiration from couture.
I love it. Okay, where can one go if they want to view all these beautiful collections?
Well, of course, hop over to harpersbazaar.com.sg.
Fantastic. Always great speaking, Kenneth. We'll talk again next week here on The Big Show on 1FM 91.3.
A lot goes into taking care of your property. You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Green & Sons Farm and Lawn Equipment. On the web at greenandsons.com.